magnets. When you snap two of your magnet tiles together, you feel them pull toward each other and click into place, all on their own. That pull is magnetism. A magnet can tug on certain metals and on other magnets without even touching them, reaching across a little gap. Inside every magnet is the reason why. Every magnet is packed full of tiny magnets. Far too small to see, the material a magnet is made of is really countless tinier magnets crowded together. What makes the whole thing a strong magnet is that all those tiny ones face the same direction, lined up neatly, so that their little pulls all add together and point the same way. Many tiny pulls, all aimed alike, make one big pull. In an ordinary piece of metal that isn't a magnet, those tiny magnets are jumbled, pointing every which way, so their pulls cancel each other out and you feel nothing. Every magnet also has two ends, and they aren't the same. One is called its north end, the other its south end. Hold the north end of one magnet near the south end of another, and they pull together. But turn one around, so it's north against north or south against south, and they push apart instead. That's why flipping one of your tiles can turn a pull into a push. Now try to imagine breaking a magnet in half, hoping to get one piece that's all north and one that's all south. That's not what happens. You get two complete magnets, each a smaller version of the whole, each with its own north end and south end. Break those in half again, and you get four complete magnets, every one with both ends. No matter how small you break the pieces, you never get a magnet with only one end, because each little piece is still full of those tiny magnets all lined up, still a whole magnet itself. So when your tiles click together, that gentle pull is the sum of countless tiny magnets inside them, all facing the same way.